another mahalach, a new mahalach on the parsha, on the Indian of Mechisa Malik, what we discussed yesterday, Bekitza, on the phone. And it's also a Moedek Mahalach, Akilu, that connects everything together. That's all you sought. Because Lehuda Moisa Oira, Vesumcha, Vesosin, Vikar. Vikar is Tefillin. So we come there and Tefillin, in the story of Purim. The holy sod of tefillin is the marach, and it's in the sefer of mitzvah tefillin. The whole mitzvah tefillin is the bechina. Chal Yisrael becomes one with the Rabban Shalom. After you put in the tefillin shorosh, it's perastechli loilam. Perastechli loilam. We become for insect. Tefillin is where you come for insect. And out tefillin, it says Shema Yisrael. Rabban Shalom is tefillin. Ami kamach Yisrael goyachad baoretz. So that through the mitzvah of tefillin, we become one with our Rabban Shalom. And what do we gain from becoming one with our Rabban Shalom? How do we gain? But how does it mitbate? How does it manifestate itself? Because when the goyim are starting up with us, they're starting up with their Rabban Shalom. Whole story of Purim is to be megala. The yichud of tefillin shiyad and tefillin shorosh. Yad is chinas yudaim yudei esav. That's olam hazadik. It's an olam hazadik of peula. We have to mekasha that. We have to mekasha that with the tefillin shorosh. Tefillin shorosh that connects it to the Rabban Shalom. Connects all our mice into the Rabban. That's why you mustn't be mafsik between tefillin shiyad and tefillin shorosh. One of our veiros that's brought down that there were chayzer and chayzerim me'orichay amelchama. That a soldier was possible to go out and fight. His hasoch ben tefillin shorosh and tefillin shiyad. Tefillin shiyad, tefillin shorosh. Why? Because then he's fighting like Esau. Then he's fighting a battle like Yudaim Yudei Esau. Then the enemy's fighting him. If he's not soch ben tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish, then the enemy's fighting kaviyoch the rabbanim shloim. And then it says v'roch olam eoret kishem Hashem nikur elecha v'yor mimeko. Says dashon zegman brachas eilu tefillin shel roish. It's the tefillin shel roish. So if you're not soch ben tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish, so then you're fighting the rabbanim shloim's fighting. Mustn't be a hefsek. And that's how you fight Amalek. Because we said the Amalek's whole vart is that he's mafrid. He doesn't want to fight the Rabbanim. He knows he can't fight the Rabbanim. He wants to be mafrid Klal Yisrael from the Rabbanim Shalom, that we should be fighting Klal Yisrael. Therefore, he speaks Lashon Hara. Haman speaks Lashon Abisha against Klal Yisrael in order that the Rabbanim Shalom Kaviyachal should be inspired, should be mafrid from Aschas Rishalom. And then, when he's on Klal Yisrael, see, he's a Rishas. He's also very powerful. He's also a Rishas. Then he can be Loicha. Oh, when Klal Yisrael, that's what he said, like we discussed. Yeshnei Am Echot. Be'etzim it's a Bayah, because they're Am Echot. And the Tefillin tell them, that when you fight with them, you're fighting with Rabban Shalom, which is really what Zeresh told him afterwards. Zeresh told him that afterwards. Oh, you're starting with Klal Yisrael, you're starting with somebody that's it, you can't. Why you can't? Because Rabban Shalom. But Haman thought, Yeshnei Am Echad, even though they're Am Echad, at this point, Yeshnei Am Echad, Mefuzim Mefoyred Bein Amim. You have to chap around when they're Mefuzim Mefoyred, when they haven't got the Achdus. When they haven't got the Achdus, then you're fighting with them. If you're fighting with them, then you can fight them. So maybe if he says a penalty, how do you take a fight with Amalek? How do you fight Amalek? B'chalucha anoshim, right? In Pashas B'shalach, b'chalucha anoshim. Rashi says anoshim geboyer. You have to go and fight anoshim geboyer with big muscles. Aba, without cooking oven, you have to look at Moshe Rabbeinu. Im shabdim es libam navim shem shemayim. B'chalucha anoshim geboyer. They're going out to fight. That's b'chinas tefillin shel yad. So then Amalek was fighting the Rabban Shalom. So they stopped looking upwards, kilu. So then Amalek. So we are Taker and Am. But once we're misachid l'akadosh baruch hu, when we're ma'achid the b'chinas tefillin shel yad l'tefillin shel roish, so then we're then they're fighting the Rabban Shalom. We stop looking up, then it's our Yudayim fighting. The Yudayim is Yudayim Yudei Esav. Yudayim Yudei Esav. His Yudayim are better than our Yudayim. That's how you fight Amalek, by the yichud of b'chinas tefillin shel yad b'chinas tefillin shel roish. And that's the whole thought of Megillah Nikras, the Kilu, the Mekof Echoyim, not Mekof Echoyim, meaning Yudalad, which is Yad, and Tezvov, which is Yudkei. Svarim HaKadoshim says Yudkei. Yudkei is Moichin. Yudkei Vovkei is Yudkei is Moichin. Moichin is Tefillin Shel Roish. If you remember Yachid, the Yud Dalet with the Tezbov. Tzvin Shel Yad or Tzvin Shel Rosh. And then you menatzech. Then you menatzech Amalek. That's the sod of Tefillin. So the holy sod of Purim is a Tefillin Dikhi Yisod. Is even when you're Mefuzah Meforid Ben Ha'amim, nevertheless, you still have to be misachid. With Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the aliday the bechinas tefillin, and that's the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh, and that's how women are tzeich hamalek. Maybe that's
Moshe connected his hands.
So Moshe Rabbeinu's hand, Moshe Rabbeinu's musig. We said Moshe Rabbeinu's kulei moich. Moshe Rabbeinu's the bechinah of tefillin. He's the bechinah of tefillin shel rosh, and he lifted his hands, shabdim his libum. It's not the Yadayim. Chiyodav Shal Moshe. This is Mulchava. No, it's the Yadayim Shal Moshe. Yisrael, Mestaklin, Klafi Ma'ala, Vachin is Tefillin Shal Rosh. That's the Yadalad and that's the Tezvav. Tezvav is Moichin. Moichin is more Behesta. Moichin is more Behesta. So that's Mokofis Choyma. That's more Mokofis Choyma. That's the Hecher Darga. That's the Darga. That's the Bechina of Tefillin Shal Rosh. However, that's the Bechina of making Ichud together in Tefillin Shal Yad and Tefillin Shal Rosh. All milchama is first we have to be misachid, first we have to be me'achid, make us one with the Rabban Shalom, then we can go out the milchama. And that's the holy sod of when before they went out to milchama, yeah? See, that's the holy sod of the Beis HaMikdash, that's where Haman stopped the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, what was the Beis HaMikdash? The whole Beis HaMikdash, the whole avoid of the Beis HaMikdash, right? Was to, what's the shlomim? Last is shalom, b'neinu ben avinu shebashamayim. Kodesh Kodshim was the yichud. So Beis HaMikdash was the mokim where we became one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we, just like the Rebbein Shalom, just like Kavi Yochel, Shechina HaKadosh is not Teufis Mokim, Oren Einem in Amida, Klal Yisrael, Oemdim Tzvufim, Shtachim Im Revachim. When we faint with the Rebbein Shalom, we also don't take up any room. It was a mokim where we became Mamish one, Mu'uchad and Echad. Yushalayim is Keir, Shechur B'la, Yachtov. The man Achai Bereya is referring to the Rebbein Shalom, the Mepharshim saying that Perek HaTehillim. So we became one with the Rebbeinu Shalom. So therefore, one with the Rebbeinu Shalom, so almost Oyinim can't fight us. And therefore, before they used to go out to the Mechoma, they used to ask the Urim V'Tumim. Right, the Gemara beginning of Brachas, they used to ask the Sanhedrin, and then the Rishus, and then they used to ask the Urim V'Tumim if they're going to be Menatzeach. Urim V'Tumim is the Ichud between Klalis. What was the Urim V'Tumim? So Rashi brings down Taka, by the, in this week's parasha Taka, Rashi brings down the Urim V'Tumim. What's that? That was a Ksav with the Shema Mefayrish. He used to put in, and then he used to shine through the oasis of the Shvatim of Klal Yisrael. What's that? That's the Yichud of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Yudkei with the Shema Mefayrish, Leicht with Klal Yisrael, became one with Klal Yisrael. So before you go out to war, you have to become one with the Rabbeinu Shalom, so that the enemy is not fighting us. So that you always have to do through the Beis HaMikdash. That you have to do through the Beis HaMikdash. And Klal Yisrael are one, that's the Bechina Mikam Chisrael Goyachad Ba'aretz. So then we're Misachet with the Rebbein Shalom. So then that's why when there's Klal Yisrael, and there's no Achdus in Klal Yisrael Chas V'Shalom, it's in the Schinim Klal Yisrael, so then we're not manifesting, we're not a Goyachad anymore. Once we're not Goyachad anymore, it's Chas V'Shalom, it's the Bechina of erasing something from the Rebbein Shalom, it's Tefillin Chas V'Shalom. Shteitim Zayin Tefillin Mikam Chisrael Goyachad Ba'aretz. So then there's no oneness. There's no oneness. There's no Hobis Amigdash was that Bechina where we became one with the Rabban Shalom. When we are Misached, we're showing how we are one. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how you have to fight Amalek. You have to fight Amalek with his Achdus, with becoming one. So Mela, therefore, that's why Purim, which is Mechis Amalek, is called Kulish, Lachmanis, Ishleri, Eyu, Matonis, Levyonim, all the mitzvahs that make Klal Yisrael for Einzik Tazaman. So Mela, that's all the Bechina of the Bechina of Tefillin. It's like Yehudim, Ayza, Oira, Besimcha, Besosayin. What's the Spitz? The Spitz is Vikar, Eilu Tefillin. That's the Spitz of Purim. Spitz of Purim is Tefillin. Tefillin makes us mamish one with Rabban Shalom, and that's how we're ma'achet together. All the different chalokim, we're ma'achet together, and that's how we come one with Rabban Shalom. That's the sod of Yikor. Yikor is the Tefillin.
Why not
the Shem Havayah is Moichin? That's good. Yud-Kei. The Yud-Kei of the Shem Havayah is Moichin.
Okay.
Yud Kei is Chochma Bina. Vav is the Vav Midas, out of the Zion, and the Kei Tato is Malchus. Is Malchus is Nukha. So the Yud Kei is Moicha. Yud Kei is 15. So Yud Kei is Tefillin Shel Rosh. The other one is Yad. Kilo, it seems like this is our period. They're this day, this there, the other day. Chometz Vavda is Faket, it's been Ma'achad, it's Tfilin Shel Yad, and it's Tfilin Shel Rosh. It's been Ma'achad, it's the greatest Ma'achad, it's Achad together.